This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tamotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
This is Manawatu People's Radio. You're listening to Simon Hendrickson and his podcast on history and life. Today's topic is Danny Burke, and I'm Louisa. Do you want to introduce yourself again, Simon?
I was born in Danny Burke, 1923, 28th of August.
And you have lived, your first 15 years you lived in Pongaroa Rā.
That's right.
And it will be for over 30 years your parents and you have lived in Danny Burke.
That's right.
And you said you've got family, your rest of your family in Danny Burke too?
Yes.
Where are your other family from? What sort of places around the world is your family come from?
Australia.
Yep. And what about in New Zealand?
My sister Sarah, she lives up at Hawke's Bay. And got another sister that lives here in Palms North near Massey.
Yeah, where she works, eh?
Yes.
And where do you live now most of the time?
I live at Palms North, Clovery Road.
Yeah, but you still call Danny Burke, got a special place in your heart, hasn't it?
Home.
Yeah, still Danny Burke's always home for you, is it?
That's right.
And you often go back and visit with your parents.
Yes.
Okay. I've been corrected several times from calling Danny Burke a small town. Is that right, Simon?
Yeah, it's a big, large town up in the Tararua district.
Yeah, the largest town, that's right. It's got a very special connection. Danny Burke's got a very special connection to Denmark, hasn't it?
Yes.
And the Vikings from Denmark?
That's right.
Which was some of the earliest settlers were the Vikings, wasn't it?
That's right.
And how can you tell that? What's the little signs in Danny Burke that tell you the special connection with Denmark and the Vikings?
On this sign called Welcome to Danny Burke.
We'll
have a Viking on the side and a Viking ship.
Great. And the Viking ship at the playground, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
You said there's some streets as well?
One's called Denmark Street.
Yeah. And your dad's family go way back in Danny Burke, don't they?
That's right.
Some of the earlier settlers, were they?
Yes.
But your dad, you've even talked about your dad grew up in Pongaroa, which was the podcast that we've had before.
Yes, it was in the 1960s.
So you were born in the Danny Burke Hospital because there was no maternity home then in Pongaroa, but your dad was born.
It used to be a hospital.
The Danny Burke Hospital?
There used to be a hospital at Pongaroa.
Yeah, on Pongaroa there was a maternity home, wasn't there, where your dad was born?
Yes.
But your mum, she wasn't quite Pongaroa, was she?
No, she was Danny Burke.
Yeah. And where did your parents meet?
Danny Burke High School.
Danny Burke High School. They went to different primary schools though, didn't they?
Mum used to go to St. Joseph's School in Danny Burke, and Dad went to Horowhika School in the country.
And You've talked about one of the things you like to share with us is some of your favourite buildings from Danny Burke. One of the things you might mention is the bus depot.
Royal Bus Depot in Danny Burke was across in the St. Joseph's Church on the corner of Melody and Denmark Streets.
Oh, great. You used to remember going on the Newman's buses?
Yes.
Yep. Take trips up to the big city, was it, Palmy?
Yes.
You mentioned where the KFC was now. What was in that building?
That used to be the Andrew's Tavern.
Great. No longer there anymore, though, is it?
That was the KFC.
Yeah, they pulled it down.
Yes.
What were you lucky enough to get from the Andrew's Tavern?
I got two black boys, but I don't use them anymore. They are
no.
Gone.
Yeah. You know, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
You've still got flagpoles, though. You've got one at your home in Danny Burke and one at your home in Palmy, eh?
Yes.
Because you've got a lot of flags, haven't you? It's been one of your hobbies throughout the years.
That's right.
along with music. You might have remembered from the last podcast, music and collecting flags are some of Simon's hobbies, as well as these buildings. He's Simon's very clever with the buildings and history.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the Junction Hotel?
Well, that used to be, as you came into Dannebrog, and then it was on the corner, and that was here for a few years, and then came the warehouse.
Yeah. Did you remember having some drinks at the Junction Hotel? Was that one you went to? No.
I wasn't there for the drinks. I didn't really go there.
No. I know one of the ones that you've talked about is the Black Stump, which is a bit more of a recent building, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you remember the building it was before it was the Black Stump?
Oh, not really, no.
No. But you had a bit of a special party at the Black Stump?
Yes, it was tea parties. It was my 40th birthday and my 50th birthday.
Wow. It's a bit of a shout out there for the Black Stump.
That's right.
You've also told me your favourite fish and chips place in Dannevirke too. Should we give a shout out for those ones?
Jessica's Kitchen.
Jessica's Kitchen. Wow, there you go. That's a real plug for a small business.
That's right.
So there's quite a famous theatre in Dannevirke. It did go to ruin a little bit, and then they've brought it back.
Yes.
What do you remember about that building?
Well, it used to have padding carpet, but we had to go over to Palmerston Hall, to the Picture Peter on Downtown Cinemas, and saw the Rocket Man there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
When the Dannevirke one was closed, you'd make the trip up to Palmerston to see some of the movies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you remember, you remember seeing those ones.
Yes.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy.
And can you tell me about what your dad did for a job?
He used to do real estate. And when we first went to Dannebrog.
So as well as having the farm and taking care of the farm, he would work for, was it United Realty?
Yes, it was.
Where was that?
It's just on the corner, where the blank stump was.
Oh, okay, round about that corner.
Yes.
And then he swapped over and started working for a different company, didn't they?
It was Rodson's. Yeah, Rodson's.
Was he still an estate agent, real estate agent?
No, he's quit for 5 years now, so he doesn't do it.
So, but he's not quite retired, though, is he, really? He's still got the lifestyle block?
He's still got the lifestyle block and on his farm.
Yeah. Your brother just gives him a little bit of help when he needs some.
Yes.
But your dad runs a lot of things.
Yes.
On the farm. Your mum, of course, keeps very busy.
Yes.
And your farms, you've been in a couple of farms around the Dannebrog, Pongaroa region, eh?
That's right.
You lived on two.
Yes.
Up on the Pongaroa Paiatua Road, is it? Are they both on that road?
That's right.
And that's still the same one your dad's at now, is it?
That's right.
Dannebrog's a pretty special town.
Yes.
It's guaranteed Simon will bump into someone from Dannebrog. Pretty much everywhere he goes, he's always bumping into someone. Occasionally some cousins.
Yes.
Occasionally some people he's been to school with.
Yes.
A couple of people he's been to Pongaroa school with.
Yes.
In fact, he still flats with two of them, is it? One?
Oh, no, that's Gwyneth Morgan's. He used to go to Pongaroa school as well.
Oh, yes. Cool.
Yes.
And you've talked about going to this day. You go back to Dannebrog. We've talked about that already, that you still travel back to Dannebrog. It's a bit easier to travel back to Dannebrog now, though, isn't it? What's the big improvement?
The new highway.
Cool. The big highway connecting
Dannebrog.
Yeah, connecting you to Dannebrog. And it's got a lot of cool statues. You've got a favourite statue there, too.
That's Indian teepee.
Yeah, that's the one you stop and enjoy.
Reason why I didn't like the Manawatu Gorge was curving up and then slopes coming down the gorge and not a reshape place to go to Palmerston North.
No, so you had to take the Saddle Road for many years, didn't you, until the big bridge came in?
Yes.
Oh, well done. That's Simon's been talking about Dannebrog. And anything else to add?
No.
So when we have our next podcast, Simon's going to talk a little bit about Palmerston North, where he's been living for nearly 30 years in Palmy, or?
Yes.
Something like that, eh?
Yes.
and thank you.